Welcome to Stork Science World, the podcast that brings you the latest in scientific research, powered by Stork, the research productivity software that's revolutionizing how scientists work. I'm Jamie, and with me, as always, is my co-host Alex. Today, we're diving into some fascinating research about breast cancer and the blood-brain barrier.
That's right, Jamie, and we've got quite the paper to discuss today. It's a recent study published in the Journal of Extracellular Vesicles that examines how breast cancer-derived extracellular vesicles, or EVs as we'll call them, affect the blood-brain barrier. This is pretty groundbreaking stuff when we think about how breast cancer spreads to the brain.
Absolutely. Before we dive in, let's give our listeners some context. Triple-negative breast cancer, or TNBC, is particularly aggressive. And unfortunately, up to one-third of patients with this type of cancer develop brain metastases. And as we know, once cancer spreads to the brain, the prognosis becomes much worse.
Right, and a big part of the problem is the blood-brain barrier, or BBB as researchers call it. It's this incredibly selective barrier that normally protects our brain by preventing most substances in the bloodstream from entering brain tissue. Great for keeping out toxins, but unfortunately, it also blocks most cancer drugs from reaching brain tumors.
So the big question has been, how do breast cancer cells manage to cross this nearly impenetrable barrier? And that's exactly what this research team, led by Marcia Moses at Boston Children's Hospital, has been investigating. Their focus is on these tiny nanoparticles, called extracellular vesicles, or EVs.
EVs are fascinating, Jamie. They're basically these tiny bubble-like structures that cells release to communicate with other cells. Think of them as little cellular text messages. And what this research team found is that EVs from brain-seeking breast cancer cells, which they call BREVs, can actually breach the blood-brain barrier through a process called transcytosis.
Right. And in previous studies, they showed that these BREVs can cross the barrier and actually prepare the brain environment for cancer cells to follow. It's like they're sending advanced scouts to set up camp before the main invasion force arrives.
That's a perfect analogy. But what makes this new study particularly interesting is that they've uncovered the specific mechanisms of how these EVs affect the cells that make up the blood-brain barrier. They focused on brain endothelial cells, or BECs, which form the lining of blood vessels in the brain and are a major component of the BBB.
Exactly. And what they discovered is pretty remarkable. These BREVs actually modify specific proteins in the brain endothelial cells that control how substances move through the cell. Specifically, they found changes in proteins called RAB11-FIP2, RAB11-FIP3, and RAB11-FIP5.
I know those protein names are a mouthful, but they're really important. These proteins control how vesicles move within cells. The study found that BREVs decrease RAB11-FIP2, which normally helps recycle vesicles back to the cell surface, while increasing RAB11-FIP3 and RAB11-FIP5, which support vesicle movement deeper into the cell and across to the other side.
So essentially, these cancer-derived EVs are reprogramming the blood-brain barrier cells to become more permeable, allowing things to pass through that normally wouldn't. And they confirmed this both in lab experiments with cells and in mice.
Exactly. And here's where it gets even more interesting. The researchers used machine learning to analyze how these BREVs change the shape and movement of the brain endothelial cells. They found that cells treated with BREVs became larger, more elongated, with irregular boundaries, and they moved around more randomly.
All these changes suggest that the blood-brain barrier becomes less effective as a barrier after exposure to these cancer EVs. The cells aren't connecting to each other as tightly, and their internal structure is disrupted.
And they didn't stop there. They also performed a comprehensive analysis of all the proteins in the brain blood vessels of mice treated with these cancer EVs. They found changes in over 160 proteins involved in various cell functions.
One protein that stood out was NKCC1, which was significantly increased by the breast cancer EVs. This protein regulates cell volume and movement and is known to affect blood-brain barrier integrity. Interestingly, there are already drugs that target this protein for treating other brain disorders.
That's what makes this research so exciting, Jamie. It's not just about understanding how breast cancer spreads to the brain, but also potentially finding ways to prevent it. If we can block these EV effects on the blood-brain barrier, we might be able to prevent brain metastasis in the first place.
They also found that brain blood vessels in mice treated with these cancer EVs showed increased levels of a protein called CD31, which is involved in cell adhesion. And sure enough, when they tested whether breast cancer cells would stick to brain endothelial cells that had been pre-treated with cancer EVs, they found significantly increased adhesion.
So it's like these cancer EVs are laying out the welcome mat for tumor cells. They're basically preparing the blood-brain barrier to allow cancer cells to stick, cross over, and establish themselves in the brain. It's diabolically clever from an evolutionary perspective. But understanding this process gives us potential ways to intervene.
Absolutely. And I think what's particularly valuable about this study is how comprehensive it is. They didn't just look at one aspect. They examined protein changes, cell morphology, cell movement, and even validated their findings in living animals. They've really built a compelling case for how these cancer-derived EVs create what they call a pre-metastatic niche in the brain.
You know, it's fascinating how cancer has evolved these sophisticated mechanisms. These tiny EVs, which are less than a thousandth the size of a cell, can have such profound effects on the blood-brain barrier. And the fact that they're targeting multiple proteins and pathways simultaneously makes them incredibly effective.
And that's why this research is so important. By identifying these specific proteins and pathways that are affected by cancer EVs, the researchers have potentially uncovered multiple targets for therapeutic intervention. They specifically mention that targeting RAB11-FIP3, RAB11-FIP5, and NKCC1, or restoring normal levels of RAB7 and RAB11-FIP2, could help maintain the integrity of the blood-brain barrier.
Exactly. And I think that's the most exciting part of this research. It's not just about understanding the problem, but about finding solutions. And with brain metastasis being such a devastating complication of breast cancer, any insights that could lead to prevention or treatment are incredibly valuable.
Well, that brings us to the end of our discussion on this fascinating paper. As always, we'll include a link to the full publication in our show notes for those who want to dive deeper into the research.
And remember, this episode of Stork Science World was brought to you by Stork, the research productivity software that's helping scientists around the world streamline their work and make breakthroughs like this possible. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share with your colleagues.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Join us next time on Stork Science World as we continue to explore the cutting edge of scientific research.